Musicians I've known are loved. Well, it's such a big theme, and I'm going to immediately exclude a whole lot of people from this, from my contribution. That is, musicians I've loved from afar, people whose music I've loved from afar. And this is going to be very personal. I'm going to talk really about the, I'd have to say almost the only musician I've ever known reasonably well and loved. And he was born in May of 1950, the same year as myself, and he was born in the same place as myself, Limerick in Ireland. And we went to, not only did we go to school together, but my earliest memory of him is probably preschool, playing with him. I visited his house many times as a young boy. I knew his mother, his father. I was present at his first and, to the best of my knowledge, only violin lesson. It was horrendous, by the way. It really, I'm put off sponsoring or supporting my own daughter to take up the violin as a result of it. But I remember him as a pianist, as an organist, as a percussionist, as a guitarist. I went through school with him. We were both on the same editorial. We both were edited the school magazine. He was infinitely more talented, creative than myself, a wonderful entertainer. When we went to university together, we lived in the same hall of residence. We shared an apartment together. I introduced him to his wife, and I'll stop because there were so many other things. But then afterwards, we've had interrupted contact throughout our lives as he became famous. He is, of course, the one and only Bill Whelan, the composer of Riverdance. And I'll just pause a second to get ready for the next bit. I remember Bill as an entertainer from the beginning, all the way through. He was great at gathering around him a group of other musicians, other fellow guitarists, and he was like a, the cheerleader, and he sang popular songs. But one of the things we did together through the 1960s was buy the New Musical Express as soon as it came out and go to the Savoy in Limerick, buy one Coca-Cola, and three of us together, Bill, I, and another guy who was our great friend at school, John Cosgrave, rest in peace, we used to discuss in great, great detail the ins and outs of records coming in and out of the hit parade. We were dedicated to music. I was fully involved in discussion about trends in pop music, and at one week I owned 19 of the top 20, so I was an owner of records. He, on the other hand, was developing as a musician, and I was there the day he started to build the first recording studio with egg boxes on the wall in his house. He is a most wonderful individual. I'm sure he won't mind me saying this, although I doubt he'll ever listen to it, but it took him quite a while before he found his own musical voice, rather than just being an incredibly expert arranger of other people's music. The step across into coming out and finding his own voice was tough, and you know, is when you have a hit as big as Riverdance, it's easy to forget what went on before it. I was there the day that, you know, Richard Harris, having commissioned him to write his first film music, we all had to leave the Savoy in Limerick due to a bomb scare during the world premiere of the film, which never actually took off. This is a lament. It's obviously... I suppose it would take me a whole half-hour program and even longer to present his music to you in the complexity. Another thing we did together, we formed a thing called the Circular Motion Group, I think it was called, at the university, where we used to put on records, vinyl it was in those days, and we'd have an appreciation session. So the music of Jimmy Webb and... Frank Zappa, people like that. Not that Jimmy Webb and Frank Zappa, Grateful Dead, Gracie Slick, these were all people that Bill and I both loved. Little story about him as well is that one time I was sitting on the side of the Grand Canal in Venice with my first wife, and we'd had a joint and we'd had some food, and I stuck my head up above the parapet, and it was one of those gorgeous days in Venice in August when it wasn't too hot and it didn't smell. And this boat went past on the canal, and I suddenly looked at it, and I can't even really say the boat looked at me, but it was Bill Whelan and his wife Denise, and we yelled at each other, and we hadn't seen each other for quite a long time. And we then met hours later, you know, so it was one of those amazing chance encounters. You know, I could carry on with stories. What I would not like to, though, is to leave you with the impression that this wonderful musician, Bill Whelan, is to be typecast as a, you know, the best modern developer of Sean O'Riordan. Some people will understand who Sean O'Riordan is, and you can look him up if you like, but he's more than that. He's actually turned into a very classical musician in many ways, post-Riverdance, and some of his more recent compositions are very like Janáček, I compare them to. That might not mean anything to those of you who don't like Janáček, of course, and I'm not going to play you Janáček now, but I'll just finish, really, by playing you another piece, if I can find something more modern than the Riverdance era. This is a recent composition. Well, I just hope that has kind of tickled your fancy. One last thing I must say about Bill Whelan as a musician. This is more about Bill Whelan the man than as a musician. He gathers around him and he honours other musicians fantastically well and naturally. He is the most generous person when it comes to crediting other people and showcasing them, and you know, he has, or would appear to have, you know, no ego that needs to be satisfied. I cannot speak too highly of this man who I grew up with and who I remember right back to the age of four. and who I've had huge periods of time in my life when I haven't seen him. And if he walked into this kitchen right now, we would click right back into it. Yeah, he's a great guy. Well worth checking out.